This camera. There we go. We are good. We are live. I'm adjusting my camera. It is October 9th, celebrating Columbus Day, which I didn't realize. We'll get into that. You know, time just kind of hits you and you're just not really paying attention to what's going on in the world. Sometimes that's a good thing. But good morning, everyone. This is Carol Sue, aka Nonny Boss, live with you.
Sisters. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0 on this Columbus Day, Monday, October 9th. And I just want to say that when I was in school growing up, you know, taking history classes, like, you know, I'm going to be honest, history was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. But you know what? Then I had Mr. Joe Straneski as my history teacher, and he made history fun and made me have a love and appreciation and respect for our history.
Absolutely. I've been like all over the map lately. Really, as I said, not like paying attention to the news, although, you know, first of all, before we go any further, like to, you know, give heartfelt sympathy to those that have lost their lives in Israel, as well as the families and the country that have been so devastated, impacted from the savages that are roaming our world. And I do know Ray Higdon and his wife Jess is over there. They're doing a tour and they're actually safe place. They're in Jerusalem, which he talked about on his live yesterday, the history between Hamas and Iran and Palestine's and where it really came, the history of where it came about, all this, you know, I hate to use the word hatred because we try not to hate, but where this controversy starts with all these different areas. And it had to do with the temple. And I believe it was David who had the two sons. And, you know, one, you know, kind of stepped into the role of following our Lord, and the other went into Palestine area and all these controversies. And that's really, it's rooted. And I did not realize that Israel has been in 48 wars. No, eight wars, not 48 wars, eight wars for, you know, over many decades. And, you know, there's that tug of war of, you know, we talk about the tug of war and many people really reflect on that as a spiritual tug of war, which I think we all can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I really tried really hard. I don't post as much, you know, only about certain subject matters that I'm very passionate about. Usually it has to do with children and or impacting others' life in a negative way versus a positive way. And you know, we're at this new technology world that we live in where we see firsthand as to what is going on. And sadly to say, not that I watch the news, but, you know, on the different social media platforms, obviously you're getting a 90-second clip here and there. And to see the savages, and that's all they I can say that they are, that's the kindest word I could use, is the savages that are beating, raping children, women, going in their homes and killing them, point blank with weapons. And what bothered me was two things, which came full circle. The first one was a grandmother that they took as hostage. Hamas has taken as hostage, and she was a Holocaust survivor. Think of that. A Holocaust survivor is now a prisoner of war, how many years later? Now, the debate of German and the Nazis versus Israel and the Jewish people and what they did to them, the concentration camps and the denial that people don't even think this happened is at best ridiculous, which would be the kindest word I could use. But the savage, and when I say savage, ridden people, to see humanity, and in this case, you're like, what kind of mindset would it take to celebrate carnage and stomp on them and spit on them and rape them and torture them. And I think I really had to kind of duct tape my mouth and turn it over to God and say, you know, Lord, hear our prayers. You do not know, which we already know, God knows our thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really, it was a battle for me last night not to post things that, although I did call them savage bastards, and I'll probably be bleeped out for that, and that's okay, because that's what they are. They're savage bastards. And that's even too kind of a phrase for them. To see the glee in their face, holding up women by their hair and just, I guess part of the feeling I have today being Monday mindset and trying to, you know, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Love thy enemy. What would Jesus do? And I struggle with that last night. I'm still struggling with it today. So my mindset, while I purposely, I went out, played, you know, 4 games of pickleball, went and got my nails. I'm thinking, keep pushing forward. But of course the alerts come and I, you know, turn them off for now, because I don't have a good mindset to deal with that. What I feel in my head, my heart breaks for these families. I mean, up to date, as of yesterday, there's 4 Americans dead. I think that number is up now. I think there are over 1,000 people that were savagely killed. I mean, when you think of being murdered, you have that murder of passion, still horrible, still a tragedy. You have those that perished in 9/11, tragedy. The tragic car accident, they're all tragedies. They're all, but when you are murdered savagely in that manner, and you see the savage piece of it. And what I mean by the savage is not just the act, it's the after the act, you know, yanking a dead body and dancing and gleefully getting their rocks off because they just killed somebody savagely. I can't even, that when I go down that path, I'm like, oh Lord, please don't take me down that path. Please don't take me down that path. And that's when I'm talking about that battle, that torment that we all feel of good versus fighting this evil off, because it's not just the evil act of what they're doing. It's the evil thoughts that come into normal everyday people that are having a really hard time understanding how another human being, and how does their mind program like that, that they think this is something to be celebrated and praised. It is beyond what the word of humanity even like. I don't know. I'm speechless when it comes to how to try to think what their mind thinks is okay. Like, how could you even? I don't know. Are they programmed or what? Like, I don't understand it.
I think there's a lot of different things going on. Absolutely, very troubling, just beyond belief. And then you hear in the midst of all that someone at 1600, you know, put a lid on the day at 11:30 and then was having a barbecue. That's all this is going on. And what we see is live and it's real. And because we are even more, you know, let me back up a little bit. When 9/11 happened, you know, the internet was really starting to be robust during that time frame, and we were able to, you know, see things pretty much right away.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, I saw that second building being hit live.
Me too.
So, think of that, and the 9/11 style. And when I say the 9/11 style, what happened in Israel, because you saw the buildings collapse, maybe it wasn't planes going into building, it was rockets and all of that, but it was still a 9/11 style with even more because of the rockets, of the gunfire, of the machinery. But I we knew we were being attacked by terrorists, and I think terrorists do not describe what's going on in Israel. I mean, ultimately, yeah, you could still use that word, but the way that these people are being, it's not just a building blowing up, which that in itself is horrific, but to be savagely killed on air, live, and you see the carnage and you see them yanking them and pulling them from their homes and their cars. And I saw this one poor woman, she was yanked, she was in a van, they yanked her, obviously, you know, tortured. She obviously, defecated herself to like it was just horrific. Horrific. And they're just yanking her around and throwing her from the back of the van to now the front of the van to just torture. And they're excited about it. They're gleeful. They're smiling. I don't even have any words.
I think there are no words because it's disgusting beyond belief. And, you know, leaning on our faith and, you know, what would God do? And some things, I don't know. I'm very torn that that's happened to anybody. Like, it's just so upsetting. And I have, you know, I met a really nice lady through my stories podcast, and I haven't heard from her. And of course I'm like, oh my God, you know, and we had chatted a few months ago when there was some stuff happening, and so, you know, it's like right down our street, and, you know, here we are. And then you see different things through different social media platforms, such as one thing I saw. And that's when I kind of said to myself, I am not going on this platform today because it was that upsetting to me. And it was something I already knew, but the person said that they heard from a good source, a very reliable source, for the next 12 months, not to go to any major US city, which we kind of already knew.
Right. And the point being, you know, with Ray Higdon, he's at the hotel. They're trying to get, they feel safe. They're in Jerusalem, the Holy Land. Apparently, you know, all, like I said, all these different areas, that's the one area they have in common to find it holy. But you can't even, to me, you can't even use that word with what we're seeing. However, what he said was they could hear things in the distance, but, you know, but he talked to, I guess it was a local person at the hotel he's at. And, you know, she had asked him, where are you from? He obviously said he's from the United States. And, you know, they had a conversation of, you know, you see this stuff, but now you're here. Mm-hmm. Now you see what, you know, we go through. And, you know, he said he's confident, he feels safe, he's happy that he went to see the temple, he's, you know, place of where Jesus was from and all of that, which is, you know, why he's on this, you know, journey. But at the same time, they realize, you know, they got children at home, his wife says, you know, peace out, we got to go. So they're trying to get back sooner than later. And, you know, you hear that, and then you start thinking with, you know, there's not one state in the United States that has border control. And what I mean by that is those savages are here. Those savages have crossed our borders, open border, like nobody wants to admit that. Now they're sort of admitting it, but not admitting it, like they, whatever. We already know what clown world that is. But to think that we are untouchable, to think that that what we have witnessed cannot happen in our country at this stage of the game, knowing that we have probably closer to 7 million. They keep saying 5 million. I don't care, 5, 7 million at this point. There's a lot of dangerous people in our country right now. And my message to Congress, my message to the senators is, while Congress is stalled for, you know, a time being until they get their new House Speaker, which they will, I have every confidence they will. Yeah, follow the money. Do what you got to do. But there are offenses that have occurred from the person occupying the White House regarding the sovereignty of our country, protecting our borders, and not protecting Americans. That, to me, is an impeachable offense. Yeah, you still got to go down those other rabbit holes. We know that, because you do got to follow the money, because we already know, regardless of what, you know, one side is saying, it's pretty obvious. American people are not as stupid as you think we are, number one. But number two, you do have impeachable offense, because I'm going to declare this right now. If something like that was to occur, knowing that the person occupying the White House perpetrated a coup on its own people by allowing these savage individuals to come in our country, I don't know that you could actually sue the government. That part I don't know. I don't really know. But, you know, to me, those are offenses that should eliminate his position.
I have to agree on that. And that, you know, we really could go down the rabbit hole with this one, certainly. But again, what would Jesus do? I think we have to ask ourselves that question.
And that's the tug of war. Don't you think that's the tug of war that's playing on a lot of people's hearts? Is, you know, you're trying to be mindful of being good Christians. If you're a good, you know, if that's your faith, we're trying to be, you know, what would Jesus do? Always says, look at your enemy in the face, forgive. All those pieces of our faith. And our faith is at a tug of war. It is being tested. Will we rise to the occasion as a humanity to somehow make sense of what is going on to the degree that we could push forward and have trust in humanity? That's a hard pill and a hard sales pitch right now.
It certainly is. And on that note, you know, I just want to add to, obviously, we all know it's Columbus Day. And as we celebrate our history, I think it's also mindful to say that things that have happened in the past, you can't erase.
You can't. And we also have to still function as a society. We still have to embrace our country. It's not the country. And that's what I keep telling myself. The country is good. It is the best country to be in. It is the best country to live in. And sadly, the leadership, and it does not necessarily mean one side or the other, because I think both parties have a role in what is currently going on in our country. You would be a person with no common sense or sensibility if you didn't think that that is a truth. However, we are in a precarious situation because of decisions that have been made over the past couple of years, and our safety as a country is at jeopardy right now. And then you go to the piece of, what can I control? I can't control what the leadership and I'm using the word leadership very loosely, by the way, those that are in leadership roles, we have to, and it's not a question of even trust, because the trust of between the people and what's going on in our country has been broken. Many cases it's bent, but many cases it is broken. But as a citizen, we also know we can't control a lot of this stuff. These are the people that are there. And so what can we contribute? And I think at the end of the day, we are only in control of how we act and how we react. And while that's a juggling act and a tug of war right now, a spiritual tug of war, I think what can we do to make sure that we are honoring those and praying for those that have already perished in Israel by still giving support for this country and trying to balance and waver in the, like I said, the tug of war that's going on in our hearts, which also knowing what's going on in our country, which is not a good thing. And I think the only thing that we control is what we expose ourselves. So to me, it doesn't mean hiding in the closet. It doesn't mean not addressing or validating what is going on, but it's not to consume ourselves so much so that we are paralyzed in our mindset, that we're paralyzed, that we can't function, that we're paralyzed, that that's where our focus should be. Our focus should be saying prayers for all that are impacted, for those Americans there, for their safe return, as well as having that conversation with God, whatever, you know, whatever your belief system is, and ask for guidance for your own self. I did it last night. I'm still doing it this morning, saying, you know, I know, Lord, you don't want me going down there. So help me out here. The things that I want to say, I'm not saying, so I'm going to give my credit for that. Although I'm at that breaking point. So where, you know, I think it's good to address what we're feeling. You don't want to suffocate it. You don't want to bury it, because we want to find common ground that we can discuss it openly, but in reverence of not allowing the evildoers that are part of this very savage acts to mankind, and not so focused on that that we can't, that our focus maybe should go towards those that may need help right now, those that are struggling. Maybe you've got someone that's got family over there, you know, being a good friend to them and letting them know that you're here. And it does not depict, because a lot of people sometimes will say, oh, you're just blanketing this one religion or this one race. That's not what this is about. Regardless of what country you're from, regardless what ethnicity. All right, there you go. You said it better than I did. It's not about those pieces. It truly is about good versus evil. And even despite the evil, trying to have a positive mindset, which I'll be the first to say is very difficult to do. So usually when I'm in that kind of mindset, how do I get out of it? I usually have to go do good for someone else. Find something to occupy that I know I'm going to impact somebody positively. Do an act of kindness. Show a grateful heart for the country that we live in. It's the country that we live in is not the issue. It's the people that are in positions that are not taking care of business to further advance the safety and home feeling that we have in our country. We're not in control of that. They are. So we have to know that it's not a clear picture of what our country stands for, especially on Columbus Day. That's not what our country is about. Our country is about helping others in need, but going about it the right way, the legal way, helping people have a better life, come for the American dream, but do it in such a way that our forefathers did it. You know, when you came over here and you were an immigrant, our dad was a first generation American. His family was directly from Italy, and they were immigrants, and they became legal citizens. The legal way, people, the legal way. But focus on, my suggestion would be, try to focus on something that is attainable for you, that you're in control of. So guess what? You're in control of helping someone else out. You're in control of doing an act of kindness. Those are things that we can control, right? That makes us feel good, knowing that we're helping. Maybe you could, you know, there's a local soup kitchen that you could, as you find like your time is idle and you can't focus because you're so like worked up over this, you know, call a local soup kitchen. Hey, what time are you serving dinner? Do you need some volunteer help? Can I go to the store? Could I help serve meals? Today I went through a bunch of just clothes that there's nothing wrong with them. I've outgrown them, or they don't fit anymore, and they're some of the stuff is brand new, let maybe wear it once. So I know there's needy people, and there's different co-ops that I can go instead of just dropping it off at the, you know, like a drop-off station, you know, bring it to these different communities, these co-ops that are helping people in need. So, you know, doing an act like that to know that whatever you're doing is impacting people in a positive way.
That is so true. And on that note, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We know that sometimes when we chat about subjects that obviously are controversial in nature, that touch our heart and souls, you know, we want to hear from you as well. You know, don't hesitate to reach out, whether it's by email, however you can get in touch with us. That would be great. And we highly encourage you to do so. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss. Gonna flip my mindset, gave myself, even just by talking, I feel a little bit better. We hope you do that. We're giving you some actions to take that are going to help with your mindset, because we always want to start the day with a positive mindset, but we also want to end the day. You know, address those feelings that you're feeling, talk to your neighbor, reach out to us, talk to, a friend, a loved one, get it off your chest, release it, and then say, okay, I've let that energy, that anger, or that sadness, or that being flabbergasted over what's going on, I let it go. And now I'm ready to do some sort of action that I know is going to positively impact. And that is going to outnumber the what's going on in our brain and in our head. And hopefully that'll put you on a better path to continue your positive mindset on this Monday mindset. So we appreciate you all joining in, and we will sign off for now. Take care, everyone. Have a great Columbus Day. Celebrate Christopher Columbus. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.